Okay, Rabbosai, we have been learning the halachos of Tum'as Kohanim in Siman Shin Ayin Gimel, and now we're moving on to the Siman Shin Ayin Daled, which is a related halacha, the dinim of Tum'ah for a mace mitzvah. It happens that in Shin Ayin Gimel, we encounter a halacha that a Kohen is allowed to be metameh for his relative only when the relative is shalom. If the relative is chaser, it says in Se'if Tes, meaning if the relative is chaser la'achar misa, so then the din of avelos does not apply. If it's chaser mechayim, let's say a limb is cut off of a person while the person is alive, the person has an amputation. So there are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. The practice is that only chaser la'achar misa is there no heter of tumas kohanim. This comes up, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, by an autopsy. If there's suspicion of foul play, so the medical examiner's office is going to require an autopsy. And the Rav felt that when there's an autopsy, so they there the mace is considered chaser, and therefore a kohen can't be metameh. Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva in Igros Moshe and Chelek Beis, I believe Siman Kufsamach Hey. Reb Moshe Feinstein says that by an autopsy, a kohen still is metameh to his relative. Now, Haner Lafi and Yisdaiti, that there is no machlokas over here. Those of you who know this stuff, and it is what we call a lugubrious topic, those of you who know this stuff recognize that there are two different types of autopsies. There is a certain type of autopsy that they just take a vial of blood to ensure that you are not poisoned or something like that. That's one type of autopsy. There's another type of autopsy where, again, I apologize for the grossness of this. It's another type of autopsy where you actually chop the body open and you look inside. My understanding is that Rav Moshe says there is avelos on an autopsy, that you're not considered a chaser. That refers to the type of autopsy which is an autopsy that is only taking a vial of blood, but if it's an autopsy where they actually cut the body open, etc., so in that situation, there would be avelos. Yeah.
What's the difference between autopsy and just general surgery
So, well, again, surgery is mechayim, autopsy is la'achar misa. There are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch about if you lose an aver mechayim, we paskin that the kohen is metameh. If the relative, let's say, had an amputation, right? So we paskin the kohen is metameh to that. But if the aver is cut off la'achar misa, the kohen is not metameh. This comes up, Rahman, let's say there's a terrorist attack or the like. So in those situations, the kohen would not be metameh for the mace because the mace is considered chaser la'achar misa, no? The question is when there's an autopsy, when the medical examiner does something. So in that situation, is there avelos? If you want the Maariv Pomis or Soloveitchik, just go to the Nefesh HaRaj, page 248, and Igros Moshe, Chelek Beis, Siman Kufsamach Hey, like we mentioned. So Ner Lafi Nisdaiti, again, that there are two different types of autopsies. There is a din at the beginning of Siman Shin Ayin Daled, which is quite similar to the din of that a kohen is metameh to his relatives, which is the din that a kohen is metameh to a mace mitzvah also. Not only a kohen, but a nazir is metameh to a mace mitzvah. Usually we don't get shaylos a mace mitzvah at all, no? Chacham Avadya Yosef writes in the Chazon Avadya, page 79 of volume 2. We're moving on to Chazon Avadya, volume 2, and to Bali Asher from volume 2 now. So in Chazon Avadya, volume 2, page 79, he points out the din of mace mitzvah no longer applies if you are walking down the street and you find a corpse. And so may ikar hadin, what you're supposed to do is bury the corpse, no? if it's a community, it's a Jewish community, you assume the corpse is a Jewish body, Mankar didn't make mitzvah, it's kind of a claim, you bury the person right where it is. Well, here's the thing, okay, gentlemen, what happens if you are caught taking a corpse that is just found in the road and you're caught burying such a corpse? What do you think happens in that case, right? Five guesses. Go to prison. No? That's all five guesses. So therefore, Chacham Ovadia writes that the din of Meis Mitzvah is not practical bismanim. It doesn't come up. But, Tayrihi, Belomar Anachnu Srichen, right? You got to know the dinim. So what are the dinim of a Meis Mitzvah? So even a Kayin Gadol is Mitame to a Meis Mitzvah, etc. Reb Kiva Eger writes that once you're metame to a meis mitzvah, there's also a heter of letal to lo mecham letzel. Meaning, on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to move muktzah. A meis is considered muktzah. But when it comes to a meis mitzvah, so I'm allowed to move him, even mecham letzel, I'm allowed to move the meis mitzvah. If the body is in the sun, you can move it. Now, Nishalat HaSha'ilah, what exactly is the heter? There's a din that meis mitzvah, there's a din of kvura. Right? Just like by the Kohanim, when the Kohen is metameh, right? The Kohen is metameh, what's up the kvura? There are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Kohen is metame shelo letzarech kavura. For example, to be a shomer for the mace that we spoke about, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, no? So how come over here there's a heter for something that is clearly shelo letzarech kavura? So the Ar Sameach writes, the Badei HaShulchan quotes us on page 8, that the din of mace mitzvah is a din of kaved habrius. It's not really the same as the din that a Kohen is metame to a relative. In that case, it's a din that a Kohen has a mitzvah to become tame. And the mitzvah to become tame, as the Rambam said, is kama gedol mitzvah avelos, to show that avelos is such a strict thing that the Kohen is mechalel, kedushas kohunaso, etc., etc. That is true by a Kohen is being metame to his own relative. But by a meis mitzvah, the reason why you're metame, says the Ar Sameach, and this is probably what Reb Kiva Eger is saying, the reason you're metame for a meis mitzvah is for kaved habrius, right? That you have a body over here and it's laying there. There's an inyan of kaved habrius to take care of it. And because there's an inyan of kaved habrios, so therefore, even the Tautal Mecham Letzel, that the body does not decompose, that should apply as well. Now, in the Badei HaShulchan on page 8, he quotes that the Aruch Laner, Taina's against this. The Aruch Laner in Yevamis on Pei Tes, which is one of the sugyas of Meis Mitzvah, the Aruch Laner writes, in his opinion, the din of Meis Mitzvah is also Netzayrech Kavura. There's a Shaila in the Poskim. Is there a mitzvah to become tamei to a meis mitzvah? The pashtus would be that according to the Ar Sameach, there's no inyan to become tamei, no? It's just that you have to take care of the body. But according to the Aruch Laner, who is comparing the din of meis mitzvah to the din of a kohen being the tamei to his relative, so one could argue that there's an inyan to become tamei. Hard to understand exactly what that inyan to become tamei is, although we noted that the inyan to become tamei is not only for a kohen, but for other relatives, but for others who are not kohanim as well. There's an inyan to become tamei, right? We pointed out Rashi in Yevamos Chof Tes about ishto arusa lo onin lo metamei la abahia inenas, right? Etc. You get the impression that there is an inyan to become tamei, even by non kohanim. That really is hard to understand according to the Rambam, that the din to become tamei is just to show I'm so distraught that I'm losing my kahuna, as it were, at this moment. But there is such a shita, etc. Now, once we're saying that the inyan to be taught to the Inyan for a mace mitzvah, like Rabbi Kiva Eger says, and like this Arsa Meach says, it's a din in kaved hamace. So then I think we could understand the din in Shulchan Aruch. Se'if Gimel, Ezahu mace mitzvah, Shemitzah oba derech o be'ir sha'ov de kochavim, ve'ein lo kovrim,
right, the din of a mace mitzvah is that you find the body in an area, and there are no Jews who you could call to be kaver the mace. You get the impression from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, there are no Jews that I could call, but there are goyim. Dude, what's going on here? If there are goyim, so then call the goyim. Have the goyim come and do the kavura. And we know that kavura al yaday goyim does happen sometimes. It's not preferred. The preferred approach is that the people, the Yehudim, should do the kavura. If you are at a funeral, so sometimes the cemetery people will ask you at some point, would you guys like to fill in the entire grave yourselves? Or should we do it? And they could do it mamash in 30 seconds. They take a bulldozer, chick, chack, boom, they dump it, right? For if you want to fill in the whole grave yourself, it could take half an hour. Right? It could take time. Bulldozer mamash, 30 seconds. But we try to avoid that. It's considered covered that a Yisrael should do it. But make Iker HaDin there is Kavura Ayudei Akum. The din is that a mace beyond of Rishon, there's Kavura Ayudei Akum. Beyond of Sheni, this kavura ayde Yisrael. So how come over here we don't do the kavura al yaday the akum? That's the question that the Achronim ask. The teretz is that the whole inyan of meis mitzvah is an inyan of kavod habrios, and it's more about kavodah to have kavura al yaday Yisrael than it is to have kavura al yaday nachrim. It's considered more respectful. That's why I don't want the bulldozer to fill in the grave. That's why I want the Yisraelim to do it. It's more about kavodik. And we want to treat this mace mitzvah with as much kavod as possible. Let me just finish the thought. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that it says in the Shulchan Aruch that what? If you call the B'nai Ha'ir, once you have cold sarko, what's enough? So what's cold sarko? So cold sarko, the Torah writes, is the same dinam as we had in Siman Shin Samach Aleph. Siman Shin Samach Aleph teaches me that if you have a person who taught Torah, technically you should have shishim ribo come to the levaya. Right? That's cold sarko, says the Ba'er Heitev. Now you don't need 600,000 people to do the kavura, and we allow kaihanim to be part of those 600,000 people. What's the pshat? The pshat probably is that mishum kavod of the mace, we want kold sarko to come. The din of mace mitzvah is out kavod. Now it happens the way I'm saying it is against the Taz. The Taz writes that kol tzarko just means achiyu sham lo se hamita bekovraha. Right, the Taz in Sifkat and Alam says that we only allow enough people to carry the body and to bury the body. Right, we don't allow shishim ribo if it's right maman damasli, if it's a Jew who taught Torah. Right, so you get the impression that the Taz is disagreeing with the Shtiko Torah. Maybe the Taz agrees with the Aruch Maner that the din of Meis Mitzvah is a chiyuv of Kavura, but it's not a din in Kavod HaBrius, like we were saying the name of the Arsa Meach, Mr. Pellen Schwartz, Shlita. Shlita just means, it's not like a big comment, just means I want you to lose. That's all it means. Right? Okay? Yeah, weiter.
I definitely want the
I'm sorry, it's hard for me to hear you.
I get why you would give the maintenance the same amount of power to sort of bring that to the state that everybody else would be at the house office, but it sounds like we're running way above and beyond, but, way beyond what would be allowed for everybody else. Why is that?
Right? In other words, I think the impression is that since this Jew would have nobody else to take care of him, we want to give as much kavod as we possibly can. But I don't think we're going above and beyond. We're just allowing Kehanim to be part of the procession. But I think that gufa shows the extra kavod that this person gets, because even Kohanim could come and take care of him. That gufa shows, I'd say, an additional level of kavod. Yeah.
Where, for example, we would use a non-Jew, for example, 3-day Yom Tov, right? We use a non-Jew to do the funeral. Would we push it off for a Meis Mitzvah?
So that's hard to know. The Pashtus is that for a Meis Mitzvah also we push it off. It says in the Shulchan Aruch Se'if Gimel, now Aser Lo Lazuz Misham. If you find the Meis Mitzvah, you have to stay there. What's the pshat in staying there? The pshat probably is a din of Shemirah. The din of Shemirah may ikar din by a Meis, is just so that the rodents don't come and consume the body. People think that Shemirah is like additional kavod, which it is, but it's also to make sure that the rodents don't get to you. But the fact that there is a din of Shemirah, what's the pshat in Shemirah? Bury the guy right away. Teretz is that we sometimes delay the burial. Again, mishum the kavod, that's what I would say, that the delay is, the delay is mishum kavod. Yeah. Let's go on. Meis Mitzvah. So the din of Meis Mitzvah, Se'if Beis, Ein on Nikra Meis Mitzvah, Le'inyin Zeh, Elan Kei Matzah Rosh of Arubo. V'matzah Rosh of Arubo, Chutz Me'Ever Echad, Chotzer Li'tamei, Mishvah also Ever. The din of Meis Mitzvah is that you find Rosh of Arubo. If you found Rosh of Arubo, Chutz Me'Ever Echad, Yeretamei, Mishum Oysai Ever. The Shach learns that the Pshat is like this. The Shach in Sifkat and Aleph writes that even though you're only Mitameh when you find Rosho Verubo, but if the people buried the person, Chutzmi Aver Echad, so then you go back and you Mitameh Mishum that Aver. Ubazach Chamor Mehakrovim She'enu Mitamelehem Elon Kain Shleiman. Right? The din that we spoke about beforehand, that a Kayin is only metame to a relative when it's a shalim. That's not true by a meis mitzvah. By a meis mitzvah, you're metame even for one aver. Again, technically speaking, you're not supposed to bury the meis mitzvah until you have reisha k'rubai. But if they buried the meis mitzvah without finding reisha k'rubai, and then later on they find some additional avarim, you bury those avarim also. And l'cha'ora, the reason why Meis Mitzvah, we do this, is again, Mishum Kvodo Shal Meis Mitzvah. Because the Kavod Habriyus element, we want every part of the body to be buried. Me'ikar Hadin, there's a Machlekes HaRishonim, how much of the body has to be buried. I know this is kind of a disgusting topic, but what is Chayiv in Kavura? There are Rishonim who say that the Chayiv of Kavura is only for a meis shalim, but rubo kikulo. That means that there's no inyan of kavura on limbs of the body. It's only if you have a meis shalim. You still have to bury the other evarim. That's not really a din of kavura. That's just that the kaihanim shouldn't be mitame to it. Just like what we spoke about with an evarim in hachai, that it's usher for the kaihan to be mitame. But the Pashtus says there's no chiyuv of kavura in Avram and Achai, then technically you could allow the hospital to incinerate the leg or the like, so that there won't be tuma, assuming that the afer is not tame, which is the Pashtus. But Pashtus says that there's no chiyuv of kavura, just there is a chiyuv to get rid of it. There is a chiyuv to get rid of it, just that the kain doesn't come tame. Others say that the chiyuv of kavura is when you have a kezias of a mace. That's when there's an inyan of kavura. There's a third sheet in the Taisus Yom Tov. I'm getting it right now. Some say the rosh of a rubo. Some say a kezias. Oh, and some say I think it's shidra bogalis, whatever it is, like the spine and the brain. That's when there's a chiyuv of kavura. Now, in this case, ordinarily, there's no chiyuv of kavura. You have a meis mitzvah, you bury the guy, then you find an aver. For one aver alone, the pashtus is, there's no chiyuv kavura. Only according to that one sheet in the Taisus Yontiv, there's a chiyuv kavura for a kezayis, is there a chiyuv kavura for the meis mitzvah. But according to the yisod that we're developing from the Arsameach, etc., that the inyan of meis mitzvah is a din of kavod habrios, etc., so then I understand why this would be true. So this is the first mahalach that we have by meis mitzvah. Second mahalach by meis mitzvah, second point that I want to make. The Ramah, Rabbi Moshe Isserles, whose yard site is Lag Ba'Omer. Right? People think Lag Ba'Omer is a big yard site because of Rashbi. I don't know when Rashbi died. No one knows when Rashbi died, right? We know the Ramah died in Lag Ba'Omer. Gentlemen, most of the Torah that we have as B'nai Ashkenaz comes through the Ramah, the Maharil through the Ramah. He is our father in Yanei Torah. Today is the Ramah's yard site. Today is also my grandfather's yard site. Today is the Ramah's yard site, Lag Ba'Omer. Right? You have to learn Torah of the Ramah on his yard site. So the Ramah writes, Se'if Gimel, Yesh Omrim, im eino motze shikberuhu rak v'schar, eino chayiv liskar mishelo, elametame im yirtze. If you have a kayin, and the kayin finds a meis mitzvah, and there are people going to help him, but the people say, dude, I'm only going to help you if you pay me. Right? You know the way they go. Like, they make their hands. I need the money. Right? That's what they say. So the din is, you would think, hey, the kayin has no heter to be matame. There are other people who could do it. Right? Pay up. Teretz is, like the Ramah, no. Right? The Ramah says you could be matame. Im yirtze, you don't have to pay up. That's the din. Now, the Gilyon Maharsha is bothered by Akasha over here. Correct the Gilyon Maharsha, I don't understand. Look at Orichayim Tuf Resh Nun Vav. And Yeridea Kuf Nun Zayin. What does that mean? So Arachayim Tov Resh Nun Vav tells me how much money I have to spend for mitzvahs. I have to spend for a mitzvah until Chomesh, no? And how much money do I have to spend not to violate an Aveira? All my money. I gotta give it all up not to violate an Aveira. Arachayim Tov Resh Nun Vav, Yeridea Kuf Nun Zayin. So the Gilyon Maharsha is asking a kasha. He says, how come you allow the Kohen to become Tomei to the Meis Mitzvah and he doesn't have to spend money? Lecha Ora, you have to spend money so as not to violate an Isser. Over here, the Kohen is becoming Tomei. So he's an Isser. Shouldn't he have to spend all of his money? That's the Gilyon Maharsha's kasha. It's a good kasha. You like it? Aviel, it's good? Two thumbs up or just one? Two. Okay, Siskel and Ebert. We yelled both. So here's the thing. Right, that's a Gilyon Maharsha's kasha. So the answer might be as follows. There's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Brachos Daf Chof. It's two different girsos in the Gemara. We referenced it yesterday. But just to give a little bit of background, there are dinim in the Torah which are chutra. There are dinim in the Torah which are dechuya, and then there's a razzle dazzle concept called lo ne'emra. No, there's or in order be lo ne'emra, then chutra, then dechuya. So dechuya is the pshat ese dochalos ase, right? Wearing tzitzis with a beged of linen. My tzitzis are wool. My beged is linen. Esei dechalosa say it's permitted, but in efshar akayim shnehem, don't do that, right? If you could also get a cotton beged, right? So you're not allowed to use a linen beged, right? Dechuya means yeah, the asei would nakwa for lav, but avoid it at all costs. Pekuach nefesh on Shabbos, it's a machlokes whether it's hukshra or dechuya. Rambam Parak Beis of Hilchos Shabbos writes Dechuya hi Pekuach Nefesh Eitzel Shabbos. The Ramah writes in Shin Chokas Seif Yud Beis. You were in my share for Pekuach Nefesh in Yanim. Ramah writes in Shin Chokas Seif Yud Beis that pekuach nefesh is dechuya, and therefore, if there is no delay involved, you could do the pekuach nefesh al yedei nachrim. It happens that we're nervous that there's going to be a delay in most cases, no? Hatzala guy, right? So technically speaking, right, pekuach nefesh is dechuya on Shabbos, the Rambam says. So if you could do it al yedei yeshinui, do it al yedei yeshinui. Right, that's the Ikar Hadin of Pekuach Nefesh, right? I once gave a shiur called Defibrillator with a Shino, you know? Yeah. So, right, it's probably a little bit awkward and it might like delay things, so you don't do it if it might delay things. Every second matters, so you need a defibrillator. Correct, that's all I got? That's the Pashtus, right? So, right, my son would agree?
Yeah,
okay, for sure. Now, here's the thing. So that's the Chuya. There's also a concept in halacha called hutra. Some of the Rishonim say that when there's a chola befoneinu on Shabbos, so pekuach nefesh is hutra, it's a Shabbos. The Pashtus is that's what the Mechaber holds. Hutra means, like, and we tell the ambulance drivers in Hatzal on Shabbos, when you're driving, it's Wednesday. Right? It doesn't matter that it says Shabbos, Wednesday. Right? It's hutra. Do everything you would do ordinarily. But hutra doesn't mean it's mamish heder. The pshat is that the mitzvah knocks off the avera. And the mitzvah makes the avera, like, insignificant. It's the mitzvah that says, like, the avera is not here. Lo ne'emra is a more razzle-dazzle idea. Lo ne'emra is the pshat, like, eshes ach b'makom yibum. No? The Torah says that there is one of the Averis called Eshes Ach. The Torah says that B'makom Yibum, right, Eshes Ach is okay. That's the whole Inyan of Yibum, no? Your brother dies without children, you marry his wife. It's not the pshat that there's an assay that's doicha the lab of Eshes Ach. The pshat is that there is never an Isser of Eshes Ach B'makom Yibum. Rashi writes in Brachos 28, that the dinim of Tumas Kohanim and of Meis Mitzvah, Rashi puts them both together, lo ne'emra, no iser at all. The Balei HaTaisus over there have a different mahalach. The Balei HaTaisus were in the Gemara, their Brachos Daf Chav, that be'etzem their is a mitzvah that is doicha or maybe matir the avera by Tumas Kohanim, whether for a karov or for meis mitzvah. Ordinarily, I wouldn't be matir and iser d'oraisa in this case, but the iser in this case is a lower level iser. The iser by a nazir becoming tamei, right? The din of meis mitzvahs by a nazir and by a kayin. The din of a nazir becoming tamei is a lower level iser because it's efshar b'she'eva, right? You could go to a bez and be matir your naziros. I once got a nazirah shayla, no? So there was a rabbi, not such a big Talmud Chacham, that's like the introduction to the story. So the rabbi tells me, somebody in my shul became a nazir. How do I call him up to the Torah? Do I call him up to the Torah as Yamod HaNazir or not? This is the shayla the guy calls me for. So I'm like, dude, we got to unpackage this one. Be matir his neder, right? Get him out of the naziris. You don't want to be a nazir. No? If you're a nazir, like, bad things could happen. First of all, you can't be a nazir. Don't be a nazir. Be matir it, right? Naziris is found in the Rambam Sefer Hafla'a, right? Along with Nedarim and Shavuos, there's heter naziris. No? Be matir it. So because it's Efshar B'She'eva, so the Isser of a Nazir is a lower level Isser. And Zok Taisus on Dav Chof in Brachos, the Isser of Tumas Kehanim is also a lower level Isser. Because it's a lower level Isser, so Memela, we allow it to be nidche for what's it called, for kaihanim. You get an impression that Rashi and Taisus are disagreeing about this yisod. Chacham Avad Yosef has this in his Sefer. Reb Shlomo Zalman has this also. That the pashtus is that according to Rashi, the din of Tumas Kehanim and the din of Meis Mitzvah by a Kohen, by Tumas Kehanim by Meis Mitzvah, Tumas Kehanim by Krovim, the din of Arlo Nemra, meaning that there is no Isser at all. Meaning that if there's no Isser at all, so therefore I don't have to spend money not to violate the Isser. The whole Giryan Nasha's Kasha is, I'm afraid to spend money not to violate an Isser. But over here, there's no Isser! There's no Isser because Lo Ne'emra. But the Balei HaTosfos hold that you have to spend money. And they point out that there is a Tosfos in Nozir Mem Gimel Amid Beis, where the Tosfos says that you're mechuyev to spend money so that you are not metame. Your kohen is mechuyev to spend money so that you should not be metame to the Meis Mitzvah. Chacham Avadya points out the pashtus is that Tosfos is l'shitasam, that the heter of a kohen by your Meis Mitzvah is a dechuya, it's not a chutzra, or it's not a lo nemra for sure. Pella Schwartz.
What's the difference here between Hutra and Lo Nemra?
So Hutra would mean that the Isser is knocked off, right? But the Chaorim, I should, maybe the Isser is only knocked off when there's a mitzvah. If someone else could do it, so Mehechatesi, it's Hutra. Hutra means that the mitzvah knocks off the Isser. But if I have people walking down the street, and they could take care of this Meis Mitzvah, so therefore, I don't really have a mitzvah. It's their mitzvah as much as mine, right? So let me pay them to have them deal with it. Teretz is, you get the impression, again, it's not Lukra, but you get the impression that according to the Balei HaTosfos, that the din of Kohen becoming Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah is that there is some sort of Isser, and you try to avoid the Isser. Maybe it's a dechuya, and you try to avoid it, but you have to try to pay. Rashi and the Ramah say, listen, you know, you take care of it.
So if hypothetically the Goyim do this
halacha. Can you just speak louder?
If hypothetically the Goyim do this halacha, then
it's possibly close to us. Yeah, so in that case, according to Tosfos, so then Goyim, right? In other words, so that's sort of the trade-off, right? It's less covet, right? On the other hand, right, I'm avoiding the tumah in that case, right? So that's an interesting question. If we're to Tosfos, what would be the din with Goyim, right? Well, halacha, right, it's not really it's not really relevant. Now, in the tshuvas of the Minchas Shlomo, the Shlomo Zalman Orvach, Simin Zayin, so he discusses various pekuach nefesh shaylos on Shabbos. And Reb Shlomo Zalman is talking about whether there's a chiyuv to spend money, etc., to avoid having to do a pekuach nefesh yourself. That's really the topic of Simin Zayin Minchas Shlomo. So he writes towards the beginning of the tshuva, and don't tell me that since Tosfos in Nazir says that you have to spend money for the Kayan not to become Tamei L'Nesim, don't tell me that therefore by all Yisurim you should have to spend money to avoid the Isser. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, that Tosfos is only talking about one particular case. It's talking about a case where the son of the nifter finds the nifter. It's a Meis Mitzvah that the kid finds his father lying on the ground. And Reb Shlomo Zalman therefore says, in his opinion, that when Tosfos says that you should spend money, that's because since the kid inherited money from his father, he should spend some of daddy's money for the kavura. Now this is already what we call in Yiddish far-fetched. No, this is already not push-up shot. Reb Shlomo Zalman tries to show that that's what Tosfos means, to be docha, that even Tosfos would agree that you're not mechuyev to spend, you're not mechuyev to spend money, and he'd agree with the Ramo. Okay, let's go weiter. Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel. In Shinayin Dalet is talking about the dinum of Meis Mitzvah. I do not know why the Tur, who put together the simanim, puts meis mitzvah in the same simin as the dinim of which krovim you're misabel on. If you would have asked me to organize Tur Shulchan Aruch, I would have put the beginning of Shin Ayin Daled together with the and together Shin Ayin Gimel. Tomas Kohen to the krovim, Tomas Kohen to meis mitzvah. For some reason, the Torah disagreed with me. I don't know what he was thinking. How could he disagree with me? But for some reason, the Torah disagreed with me, and he puts Meis Mitzvah together with the Dinim of Krovim. I don't understand why. So who are the Krovim that a Kayin is Metame to? So it's a pasuk in this past week's parasha, no? Ki in the She'era HaKarav Elav Le'ima La'aviv Le'bno Le'bito La'aviv. Right? There are seven relatives, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, only a sister, right? Is that six? No? El Ishtai and his wife, right? Seven relatives that you're mitame to. Only the din of Tumas Kehanim, right, the heter does not apply to a married sister, because since there's a din that a husband is mechuyev in the kavura of his wife, so the kayin is not metame to achosa habsula shahaisalish. Right, that's basically the dinim in the Torah. Midrabon, and those are all the people that you're misabel on. The people that a kayin is metame to, it says in Seif Dalet, are the people for whom you have avelus, but ud hosifu aleihem. You're misabel on a few people that a kohen is not metame to. Achiv me'imo, achoso me'imo. Right? If you have someone who's your brother only that you share the same mother, your sister only you share that the same mother, and achoso nesua me'aviv. In those cases, you are misabel aleihem, and that's a din derabbanan. There's also a din that when a husband is sitting shiva, so the wife is mechuyeves to keep a little bit of avelus, providing the husband is sitting shiva for a parent. For chomer ben chamoso, there's a din of avelus for a spouse. It's considered an element of the kibud aveim that you have to honor your in-laws. And the way you honor your in-laws is that you're noheg a little bit of avelus. Those are the dinim in Se'if Dalet. In Se'if Vav, you have an extension of these dinim, which goes as follows. That there is a din of shnios by avelus. Meaning to say, let's say your brother is sitting shiva because your brother lost a son, Rahman Litzlan. So there is a din of shnius by avelus. The Gemara in Daf Chaf in Moed Katan has a story of Rav Ashi, etc., that he heard about various relatives of relatives that they passed away. So he stood up, he taught Kriya. Me Iker Hadin, there's a din of Shnios by Avelus. But the Ramah writes that we are Nohagim Lahakel by Avelus Shohamis Ablim Imo. The Ainza Elamishum Kovin Hamis Ablim, the Achram Nahagu Kulam Limchor. That the din is that me'ikar hadin, there should be avelos for the shnios, but the avelos for the shnios is only the kavod of the misabel, and the misabel is mochel. That's what the Rush writes there in the third parak of Moed Katan. Right? Meaning, your brother is going to tell you, listen, Michael, right? Technically, you should observe some avelos when your brother said you should. But the brother, and what's that avelus that you observe? Technically, you observe the dinim of shloshim. That you don't go to weddings, that you don't shave, right? These are all dinim that's found in the Rishonim based on the Gemara. But the misavel is mochel. the mechila that the mezabel has, the Rishonim say, is because if you're going to have to prava, you're going to have to act a full avelos, so you're going to not go to work. There are dinim of yisurei melacha, at least during Shiva. And people need to work. They need the money. So since Bizman Hazad, we can't just take a week off from work. Not all of us, you know, have enough assets that we can just take a week off of work and not be impacted. So that's why there's mechila. That's what the Ramah writes. And Five O'Kone is bothered by Yakasha. He says, why are you not just meichel on the malacha rather than anything else? Maybe the relatives should just say, you know what, we'll let you go to work. Right? Why do they have to be mochel that we paskin, may ikar hadin, again, may ikar hadin bizman hazeh, may ikar hadin of the shas, is that there's a din of misavu mimo, bizman hazeh, may ikar hadin, their meichel, and the mechila is because of iser malacha. Frek Reb Faivel, why are they not just meichel on the iser malacha and not on anything else? So in his Siyunim, in Os Ayin, he quotes from a cousin of mine, Reb Nochum Dov Katz, my cousin Nachum used to learn with Reb Faivel Cohen. So he quotes from my cousin that there is a concern that if you're only going to be mochel on the iser malacha, so that means that the misablam imo would prava avelas for everything besides iser malacha. So people might think that the iser malacha by an avel is not so severe. So to maintain the iser malacha of an avel, we say no avelas at all. We'd rather say no avelas at all than to say two avelas besides this din ad kan. So there are three stages here. Stage one is the din of the Gemara. Stage two is the mechila that they do. Stage three is, right, in stage two it says that if you prava avelos, it's min hamatmiim, meaning to say azoi. In stage two, the dinam of avelos on the misablim imo is only bifnehen. It's only when the avail is present, right? So again, so someone's brother is sitting Shiva, so b'fnei the brother, you should be noheg avelos. The Achrayim say you should say hamokim nachim eschem v'osanu. In those cases, again, the ikar hadin. But we're moichel, so therefore, if you try to prava avelos, you're min hamatmiim. Nonetheless, mikol makom nahago shekro krove hameis hapsulun le'edos, Marim Ptsas Avelos Kol Shavua Rishonla, right? Meaning that until Shabbos, the meaning is that all those Krovim who are Pasol La'edos are knowing some element of Avelos. So that is the Minhag that the Ramah quotes, right? So the three stages, Ikar Hatin in the Gemara, the Mechila that the Rishonim talk about, and then our Minhag is that you do a little bit of Avelos until Shavua Rishonla, until the first Shabbos. The little bit of avelos that you do, the Achrayim say, means you don't go to weddings and you don't shave. So I remember my mother was sitting Shiva for her sister. My Aunt Toby died, and my mother sitting Shiva for her sister. And one of my students, his name is Yosef Polinsky, was getting married during that Shiva. So the Shavuos, am I allowed to go to my student's wedding? So I sent a letter to Reb Faivel Cohen, the author of the Badei HaShulchan. I had a cheshbon that maybe since my mother's sister was married, so the dinim of avelos min ha-Torah don't apply. It's only avelos mid-Rabbanan. So maybe the din of shnius does not apply to avelos Rabbanan. And maybe the minhag is only an extension of the din of shnius. So Reb Faivel Cohen wrote back to me, I'm right. I thought that I'm right because I found the Me'iri who says it. His response is, I'm right because there's a line in Shubas Chassam Sofer. Again, this is like a halachic methodology issue. But L'cha'ora, the dinim of Avelos did not apply the dinim of misabram imo do not apply to those for whom there's only avelos dirabbanan. Again, the Rama tells us what these dinim are. Until Shabbos Rishon, so in terms of changing their clothing, etc., 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 those are the halachos. The Pisgei Truva Seif Katan Dalet has a chakira. The din of misablim imo, does that apply only if the guy knows that he's an avelus? Right? So the Pashta says it shouldn't apply, but it quotes a truva that Adnei Paz, etc., who deals with that issue. So that is Seif Vav and Seif Dalet. I did not yet talk about Seif Hei. We'll talk about Seif Hei now. Seif Hei is that a ger shenis gayer hu ubanov, Eveg shenis dachrer hu imo, hu vi imo emes abum za alze. The din is that ger shenis gayer is a katano sheno ladomi. So there's no familial relationships after the ger converts. Nonetheless, so the din is that there's no avelus. Eveg shenis dachrer hu vi imoi, ein misablim ze al ze. The Mechaber does not talk about ger shenis gayer hu vi imoi. He talks about ger shenis gayer hu ubonos. The Ramah talks about hu adin shenis gayer im imo, that there is no avelus. You get the impression that the Mechaber holds that ger shenis gayer im imo, there is avelus. He left it out deliberately. The Ramah says there's no avelus. The Shach and Ostalin writes that this issue depends on another issue, whether Avelos is the Oraisa or the Rabbanon. If you go back to the Makar HaDavar in this din, it comes from a Sefer Mordechai, and the Mordechai writes that if Avelos is the Oraisa, so then Gersh and Iskayer im Imo has to do Avelos, because people are going to question, they'll say, look, people will think that the guy converted with his mother, they'll think it's a real relationship. So if they see that you're not doing avelos when the mother dies, so therefore people might not do avelos in general. So if you hold avelos your mission is d'oraisa, so you make a gezeira that Gersh and Iskayer im imo should keep avelos. The Ramah holds, says in Shach, that Avelos Yemishon is Drabonon. If it's Drabonon, they don't make a gezeira that Gersh and Iskayer im Imo has to keep Avelos because of what people will think. Gersh and Iskayer im Oved, there's no din of Avelos at all, because people will always say that the father of a ger isn't really his father, because by Goyim, there's always a chash that they're Mizana. This is what the Achrayim say. Zir mas susin, zir masam. Maybe the father isn't really the father, so the fact that he's not praving avelos is because of that. That's what people are going to think. No one's going to make such a gezeira for Alma. But basically, the din that the Ramah adds is that the way the Shach understands the Ramah is that Gersh and Iskayer im imo, so there is a din of avelos. What about a ger who wants to say Kaddish for a parent? Do you say Kaddish for a parent? The parent is non-Jewish. So I had somebody in the shul when I was a rabbi who actually had been studying to become a Catholic priest at one point. And then he decided, very intelligent fellow, right? He realized that like all these Latin books aren't so good, the Hebrew books are better. So he decided to convert. So the Shaila, he asked me, should he say Kaddish on his father's yard site? So there's a truth in Yechavadas and Chelak Vov, where Chacham Avadia writes that you do say Kaddish if the parent was an upstanding citizen, if the parent led the child in the spiritual direction, and that's what inspired the child to take on Judaism, because the child was already spiritual, so then you could say Kaddish, meaning the parent also deserves an Eloi Neshama. Even though the parent is non-Jewish, he deserves a Neshama to go up, because he's a good spiritual man. That's what Chacham Avadia paskins. I think that is the standard psak. I remember asking Rav Shechter this. He's like, isn't there a Jew in Yechavadas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I don't know how he knows this stuff. Okay, so that is one issue. The Rama also paskins at the end of Se'if Vav that Misha wrote to a half mil atmal his abel, Misha eno tzarech, holoba shkorim, akrovo, ein mochim biyado. If a person wants to be Ms. Abel, this comes from a Truvus HaRosh, a Loshan Truvus HaRosh is you want to be Ms. Abel, ohavo, let me be Ms. Abel for somebody who you love, so you can volunteer Abelos. That's the din. But Reb Kiv Eger notes if it's a volunteer Avelos, so such Avelos only means that you do not, let's say, shave. But you can't be, you can't volunteer Avelos to patter you from Talmud Torah, right? That you can't do. So these are the dinim that if you want to keep Avelos, you're allowed to keep the Avelos. That's the dinim that emerge. Now, Rav Soloveitchik used to use this halacha. Oftentimes, you get a shayla, an adopted child. So, may ikra din is not the parents are not the parents. Nonetheless, the Rav used to say that in these situations, you should keep the halacha the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. That if you want to volunteer avelos, you're allowed to do so. That's the way the Rav used to say it, that we should use this thing in the Rambam, the end of Sifav, and encourage adopted children to be Ms. Abel. There are other cases also. Sometimes someone's mother marries a different man, and that other man, Taka, raises the child as a father. So in those cases also, you could volunteer to travel a full avelos. If you look over here in the Tshuva of the Besamim Rosh that the Pistei Tshuva quotes, he says, you should make sure it's not exactly a full avelos, be my mind a little bit, etc. They've got an impression that Taz disagrees with this, but if you want to volunteer avelos, the halacha is that you can. Want to wish everybody a good Shabbos, and Sunday, 10:15 share. Excellent, guys.